Teves, 17th of December, on page Mem Vav, in the LA Shore. Sorry, I'm running late today. The last few paragraphs about the Yamim Noraim. We've really been given a short but powerful perspective on the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. So in the last section there, he's saying that it requires preparation. He quoted a line from Rabbi Yisrael that people used to know and get frightened by the Yom Noraim. Now the indented paragraph there, we'll say it again. Achen b'chlal noda afkian yisayin yorenu. It's known in general, and it's even confirmed by experience. Leos obed Hashem yisbarach shemo gam b'madrega nisa, that it's possible to be a servant of Hashem even at an elevated level. B'li limud hamusari, without the study, without musar study. Ochein his hapchus me rala to b'li musari he kimo b'koshas ariyah b'li ayin u'shmiyah b'li ozen. It's a famous quote from Rabbi Yisrael, but the turning around, the mahapach oneself, from bad to good without musar is like seeking vision without an eye or hearing without an ear. It's the tool by which it's achieved. Ulezos kosva poskim asher b'yam hanaroim halalu es hachana levo el mishpat rosh hashanah b'yam v'yoser hachana l'yam ha-kippurim. That's why the poskim write that in preparation to come to judgment on Rosh Hashanah, and even more in preparation for Yom HaKippurim, asher ein day va'er es ha'esek ha-gadol lefnei ha'odam, in which it's an expression, I believe it's taken from the pasuk in Nachamu, Vanon ein day va'er, and say for Yeshaya, really it's with an ayin. It means there's not enough to burn, to consume, but it becomes ein day va'er, va'er with an aleph, meaning to explain. One can't overemphasize the greatness, the great task that lies before a person in preparation for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. L'hachin es atzmo lefnei bo'o, to prepare himself before coming, the Mishnah Berurah quotes and others from that El and that period of time is an important time to study from Sifrei Musar. So Rav Volbe elaborates, Hare yachol odam lios ovid Hashem. A person can be a servant of Hashem uv madrega gavoa, and at a high level. It means he's doing things. He's learning, he's davening. Umidos of haroos b'mekomano omdos, but his bad midos remain in place. He hasn't really changed himself. He's doing more things, but fundamentally changing himself hasn't happened. Umi lo yovin ki ikar avodaseinu he has hapchus mirala tov. And who doesn't understand that our main avoda is turning from bad to good? If you'll recall when we learned the Sefer Olam HaMidos from Rav Kestenbaum, his whole first section, which is about Midos in general, was this point. He started with the famous quote from the Vilna Gaon in Mishlei, and the purpose of life is to eliminate bad Midos. V'zos lo titachin b'li limud musar, and this cannot be without the study of Musar. V'hine milo yavin ki alein l'hiskon en l'krasi mehadin. In the previous paragraphs, he described how if a person enters into Yom HaKippurim properly, he comes out a different person. He's further away from bad midos, bad practices. It changes you. So, who doesn't understand that we have to prepare for the mehadin? U'mahi ha'achona hadrusha. And what is the needed preparation? It's to abandon the bad that's within us. The shtanos may rala tov, to change from bad to good. And that the necessity is to be involved in musar. Because the essential change from bad to good within man is like seeking without musar is like seeking vision without an eye. So it's a time to engage in musar study. B'maisa, in action, nishtadal is konin lekras Rosh Hashanah yidei his amtus yiseir b'dvarim sheyesh b'hem yishum kabbalah zol malchus shemayim. We should make an effort to prepare for Rosh Hashanah by strengthening ourselves a lot in matters that involve Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, Be'ikr, Be'kriya Shema, primarily in Kriya Shema, Lachavin Pasuk HaRishon, Kedin, to have Kavana in the first Pasuk as is proper. When we talk Kavana Shleim LaKabbal Al Atzmeinu Al Malchus HaYisbar. And a complete Kavana to accept upon ourselves the yoke of heaven. As one thing is a focus when saying the Pasuk, and the other is a general intent. Which is a general state of being. It's accept the yoke of heaven. Rabbi Tarrigan mentioned in passing when he, in one of his talks that in the Western world people view religion as like what's meaningful to me. Mesillas Yesharim didn't start off by saying what's meaningful. Chovas Adam Ba'olama is the yoke of heaven. Not it's not like yoga. You know, it makes me feel good. Ol Malchus Shemayim. Umama Oda Lena Liazar. And how much we have to be careful. Mishnah Zahiris Be'el, like a double caution in El. Umishamti Ashpala Mashakol Hashanah. From there it'll have an influence the rest of the year. But we have to be especially careful in El. Meha Arbakita Shaina Kabbalah Pnei Shechina. Of the four categories, I'll talk about the four categories of people who can't receive the Shechina, can't greet Hashem. The value chatoy aloshen lana leroet b'yam adin. That sins of one of them is lashon hara. The others are other things that involve speech, but that they shouldn't be an impediment for us in the yam adin. The yuyin b'marasha sotim and bezman aleph. Look at the marasha in his commentary in sotim. And the marasha wrote two svarim. One is chidusha halachos. One is chidusha agados. And our gemaras they just put together. The font is a little different. That's really two different terms. The Marsha and Agada is a treasure in its own right. Alkas Leitzim Shinemar Moshach Yados Lotzitzim. It's a pasuk, I think, in Hosea. It says, like, he withdraws his hand from the scoffers. Hamavar, who explains, a perish Hakosu Tchilosa Yom Malkeinu. It's a drush on the pasuk. I don't have the full pasuk in front of me, but it starts with the Yom Malkeinu, the day of our king, which in Poshup Chat is not talking about Rosh Hashanah, but he's explaining Shehu Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. It's talking about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, right? The whole theme is Malchus. She'oz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malko Shalom, that's when he really is the king of the world. Hechelu Sarim Levakish Rachim Melfanav Yisparach Melech HaOlam Moshach Yodim HaLeitzim. So the dignitaries, the officers, are trying to seek rachamim from Hashem, and he withdraws his hand. He's like, I'm not interested. If you're leitzim, I'm not interested. Not to bring them into his courtyard, even for judgment. It's considered a schus to be judged. One of the places we saw that Ritzel Petterberger makes the point very powerfully in... I forget if it's Kochwe or Sharia, but that whole Agadata in Chagiga about how Elisha ben Avuya wasn't going to be judged.
Right.
And it's Meir Davin, yeah. And it took 130 years, based on his calculation, based on the length of Rabbi Yochanan's life, just to get him to be judged. And then he was judged fiercely, but worse than anything else is not to be taken to sin. Right, which is very hard for us to understand, but to be nichras, to be cut off and not judged at all, is much worse than to be judged and have to deal with the consequences, but ultimately to get to the right state of being. No revayim. It's awesome and frightening. Kas leitzim ena machnisim klal adin, rachman atzlan, v'me yizku. They're not, it's like Kodesh Baruch Hu's story, no entrance. You can't get into the courtroom. So how can you be zocher if you can't be judged? So he says, we shouldn't have any, a person could be progressing in one area of Avodas Hashem, but have something else that's an absolute impediment, so we don't want that. Milad calls us, aside from all this, Avod the Gedola, Bimeha Achana, Hilis Masla Tikkun Midasainu. It's a great Avod in the days of preparation to give ourselves over. I teach a Yiddish word of the day in the Masifta, so Ibrig Gegeben was one of the, it doesn't quite translate in English the right way, but Lahis Masla means to be totally given over. To the tikkun of fixing our midos, kagon lo lichos, lo lahakbet klal, not to get angry, not to be makbet about anything. Ubefrat be'etzem yimeyadin, especially in the very not in preparation for the days of judgment themselves. Ba'alni kosho chas v'shalom midos raos eilu, that we shouldn't stumble in these bad midos. The Kotzker said it best. chait is oich be gematria chait. People don't eat nuts because the gematria of egos is chait. So Rakotsky used to say chait is also be gematria chait. Sin itself is even worse. Hamavir al midosav mavir lo akol pshah, a person who is willing to forego his midas, meaning the things that he's a stickler about, so we remove his sins. Amru chazal, that's what they said. Navod, we should serve. Niskanu, we should prepare. Beli yiyush, without giving up. Beli atzvus, atzbonus, without sadness and nervousness. Midochinu me'alatzmenos ha'beholav amhuma ha'tokafos, it's called odom be'er v'shana. We should push away the fright that attacks us on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The person can be so overwhelmed by the fright of it that he doesn't prepare properly. And it's Azar v'simcha l'kras elokeinu, and we should gird ourselves in joy to greet Hashem. Ashrei am yodei surah, Hashem bar panachi aleichem, b'shimcha yigilun kol hayom, it's a koska yarunu, ki seferes v'zama otav v'tzamcha turim karneinu, meaning we're supposed to approach it with happiness and confidence. Okay, continue.